Hope 103.2 podcast.
Here to help you put God first in your life. Do you know that your time with God each day reorients your life around what really matters? It's like a compass that you look at to make sure you're still walking on the right trail through the woods. It's what helps you to set your priorities and make sure that your life is really meaningful, really moving down the right path. You know, sometimes getting our lives on track and on purpose is not our first priority because we are struggling so deeply with emotional hurdles and barriers in our lives that we have to deal with those before we can move on to a sense of purpose and what God wants to do with us. I want to encourage you today to turn your focus on who you are in Jesus Christ. If you're still investigating God and finding out about the truths of Christianity, you need to know that one of the most beautiful truths of Christianity is that life becomes whole as God does His work in our lives. In the Bible, in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 26, the Apostle Paul writes in the Bible, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ," this is talking about what takes place spiritually. When we're baptized with water, it's simply saying to everybody that this real baptism has already taken place. We've been immersed in Christ. We've become part of His family. "All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs of God according to promise." If you have put your trust in Jesus Christ and turned to Him as the way to be forgiven because of what He did on the cross for you, dying in your place, then you become a child of God and you are, in a spiritual way, united with Jesus Christ. You have been spiritually connected to Him. And so now, when God looks at you, He sees you in the person of Jesus Christ. You are a child of God, connected to God's only begotten Son. That makes you so very valuable. God has made you valuable by reaching into your life and helping you find His Son, Jesus Christ. You become an heir of all that is His. You know, understanding that can put a new perspective on these feelings that so often rise up in you because of difficult experiences you've had or things people have said to you over and over again in the past. You feel worthless. You feel like you're no good for anything. You feel like nobody could love you. You don't matter. But God is telling you today, right now, you matter to Him so very much. You've been joined to His Son, united with Him. And the value God places on His Son is the value that He places on you now, because you are in Christ. God loves you. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.